Chapter 4. The couple making out on the couch decided it for Liam. He was heading home to Boston. He'd begun to suspect his dad had a thing for the attractive 50-something redhead who lived across the street. From the looks of it, he'd been right. Maggie Stewart was a bit of a mystery woman. No one really knew her story, other than that she was an artist and had moved to town to buy a high-end art gallery a couple years earlier. Gigi probably did. She knew everyone's story. And Maggie belonged to the Widows Club, a club his great-grandmother had founded years before. If anything was going on in Harmony Harbor, you could bet they were behind it. As Liam went to backtrack up the stairs to his bedroom, a floorboard creaked. His father and Maggie broke apart like a pair of guilty teenagers. "Hey, son!" His father straightened his navy uniform shirt, his face flushing a dull red. "You have a good night?" It was a question his father asked him every morning, with that same searching look in his piercing blue eyes. He didn't want to know if Liam had a good night. He wanted to know if it was nightmare-free. It hadn't been, which may be the reason Liam said, "Yep, but apparently not as good as your morning. You might want to..." He rubbed his lips with his thumb. If the flattening of his father's mouth was any indication, the chief probably wished Liam had kept his closed. He might have, but it was a little disconcerting seeing his dad wearing red lipstick. "It's not really your color. Looks great on you, though, Maggie." Fiddling with the gold bangles on her wrist, Maggie glanced from his father to Liam and gave him a self-conscious smile. "I probably should be going. I just wanted to drop off some muffins and check on you both." He shouldn't have let his frustration get the better of him. His jab at his father had embarrassed Maggie. "Don't leave on my account." Liam glanced at the stack of muffins on the platter and picked one up. "These look great," he said in an effort to make up for his smart-ass remark, because they didn't. They were the oddest-looking muffins he'd ever seen. They were burnt orange with what looked like melted cheddar cheese on top. His father leaned back out of Maggie's line of sight and gave his head an almost imperceptible shake. But his warning came too late because Liam had already taken a bite.